Hello, and welcome to podcast number 7 of Signifying Nothing. My name is Bill.
Why is the price of life is so high when the price of life is so cheap? Have to wonder why, 'cause I'm living it so high when the price of life is so cheap. Have to wonder why, 'cause I'm living it so high when the price of life is so. But why is the price of life?
That was Ignition with Lucky 13. Welcome to Signifying Nothing. This is episode 7. My name is Bill. So, last week, we played Black Flag's White Minority, and then we were talking about the Minutemen on the Mexican border, and a few hours later, a friend of mine sent me a YouTube video of John Gibson from Fox News, who you'll remember from the War on Christmas a few months ago, talking about how we have to do our duty and make more babies, because half the babies under 5 in America right now are Hispanic. So it seems that John Gibson is worried about that he's gonna be a white minority, as the song goes. And wow, I feel so timely and topical. Thanks, man. Good work. And then a few days later, on the O'Reilly Factor, our good pal Bill O'Reilly was talking about how apparently, and I'm reading this off of the Media Matters site, which is located at MediaMatters.org, according to the lefty zealots, the white Christians who hold power must be swept out by a new multicultural tide, a rainbow coalition, if you will. Wow, white Christians, really? Interesting. So, it seems like a lot of people are worried about being a white minority lately, so I guess congrats to me for, you know, playing topical songs. So, yeah, anyway, welcome to Signifying Nothing Episode 7, and let's get to the music. Here's Reagan Youth.
Mom.
That was Born Against with Christmas Eve. That goes out to the new Ann Coulter book coming out soon. Before that, we had brand new Mind Eraser. That song's called Abuse Excuse. That's going to be on their new record, Glacial Rain. You can download that track over at Painkiller Records website right now. SOA with Disease off of Flex Your Head. Asuk with Wall of Shame off the Blarg comp. That's one of my favorite songs on that comp. And to open up, we had Reagan Youth with New Aryans. One of the things I wanted to talk about this week before I got into talking about Fox News was all of the cool podcasts that are out there. A couple people have asked me in the last few days about what podcasts I check out each week. And so I thought over the next couple weeks of this, I would talk about them a little bit. And the first one I wanted to talk about, we'll keep it music related at first, is called Dead Metaphor out of North Carolina. It's at deadmetaphor.com. There's podcasts, there's a really cool blog with a lot of pictures. They have a lot of pictures of some of our favorite bands right now, like Direct Control and Government Warning. And they have podcasts. They're pretty short podcasts, but they play a couple songs and talk a bit, and it's really cool. And the blog is really good, too. So you should check that out over at deadmetaphor.com. So let's get back to the music. Here's the Jerry's Kids.
Yeah. flies a medium-sized star, and one of its satellites, a green and insignificant planet, is now dead.
That was Madball doing Get Out off of Ball Destruction. Before that was SOB doing Humanity or Stupidity, Spaz with Wooden Shoes, Electric Wizard with Son of Nothing, and the Jerry's Kids doing Straight Jacket off of This is Boston, Not LA. Wow, a lot of comp songs so far. So, I should mention that we are now located at our new site, finally. It's radio.wpwen.com. If you pick up the RSS feed you'll get the new issue each week pretty early, probably about 12 to 24 hours before I actually post it on message boards and whatnot. Big thanks to Frederick for commenting after I posted episode 6 last week saying, hey, where are all the other episodes? Well, they're all up there now, all 8 or 9 or whatever many, and this will go up right after I finish. So the second podcast I wanted to talk about this week was Democracy Now!, which is located at democracynow.org. Each day they do a video podcast, but they also do an audio one that I guess is the same content. I guess it's just the audio feed of the video. But it's an hour long every day. Actually, it's 59 minutes and 4 seconds each day, which is sort of creepy that they're able to do that exactly every day. But it's, you know, the news of the day. There's definitely a leftist slant if you're, for whatever reason, you're worried about that. But news of the day around the world. I'm actually pretty impressed by how worldly it is. And they interview various people, and it's pretty interesting. Yesterday they had a big piece about a Muslim cleric that had been at Guantanamo for a while, and it was pretty fascinating. So you should check that out at democracynow.org if you're interested in stuff like that. So let's get back to the music. Here's the Dead Kennedys with Macho Insecurity, which incidentally goes out to that commercial for deodorant or men's body wash or whatever with the manly men or whatever who are like, oh, you wear a sweater and relaxed fit pants. You're not a real man like me. And the guy looks like Kubiak from Parker Lewis Can't Lose. But then at the end of the commercial, the wife or whatever yells to him and he gets real quiet. Yeah, dude, you're a real man. That's real tough, you know, getting whipped by your wife like that. Yeah, dude. So here's Macho Insecurity by the Dead Kennedys. Ow!
center, please! Bring him by center, please! Stream it, Jerry.
Thanks a lot. Good night.
Little bit of history right there. That was Black Flag doing Louie Louie at their last show. Those are actually the last recorded moments of Black Flag. Pretty cool. Impact Unit was before that with Regular Boy's Haircut. Infest with Judge Me off of the new reissue of Mankind. We reviewed that this week. We also reviewed Report Suspicious Activities, which is a new band for members of Articles of Faith and Jawbox, them doing Guantanamo, which is a great segue from earlier. Good work. We reviewed that this week, too, and as I said earlier, we had the Dead Kennedys doing Macho Insecurity. The next podcast I wanted to mention, another political one I listen to each week, is Counterspin, which is located at fair.org. If you pick up the RSS feed there, you'll get it each week. It usually comes out on Friday or Saturday. And it's a 30-minute show where they go over the news of the week and a lot of the stuff that, you know, the liberal media or whatever you want to call them don't cover because they're so liberal. And they interview some interesting people, too, and it's pretty cool. So, yeah, you should check out Counterspin, too, if you're into that. And actually, if anybody has any other really good leftist political podcasts or news, I'm particularly interested in news podcasts right now. If you'd like to send them in, you can send them in to william@wpwen.com, and I'll plug them. Also, I want to mention that I only mentioned one music site, because most of the other ones are radio sites that I've encountered. There aren't that many podcasts yet for hardcore, besides this and Dead Metaphor. So, if you happen to know of any, please also send those in. And you should also check out Dave Koenig's site at hardwaremediaandradio.com. If you look on the right bar, he has a ton of radio shows for hardcore and punk that you should check out each week. Not that many that are, like, podcasts, but a lot of good radio shows, Felix Havoc, Al Quint Show, etc., are all up there. Jeff Terranova's show from Connecticut. My show is listed as Bill Wendt's Hot Podcast from New Jersey. Hell yeah, man. We're fucking hot, dude. Thanks, Dave. So, yeah, let's get back to the music before I embarrass myself even more. Here's Tim Singer's new band, Family Man. They recorded a 2-song demo last year, and I hope they record more. This one goes out to Justin Bragg. This band is called Family Man.
Just on the screen!
Yikes, a lot of double bass there. That was Hollow Ground with Cold Reality. Before that was Mouthpiece with Column. No Comment with Hacked Chunks, which goes out to John Pierkowski, because he asked me last week about what my two favorite non-New York hardcore mosh parts were, and the first two that came to mind were Judge Me and Hacked to Chunks, which we've played both of those this week. Haywire with Sword Swallower, and Family Man with All Stick and No Carrot. So I wanted to ask you guys something. My readers, and if you could email me about this. So we played the Hollow Ground song, and I didn't really like that. But here's the thing. It was sent to me for review, so I sort of feel obligated to, after reviewing it, to still play the song. And by the way, anything that didn't get played this week that we reviewed will play in future weeks. It's just the time management thing. So we'll get to them. But so I sort of feel obligated to play these songs that even if I don't like it, I mean, these labels were nice enough to send me it, and even if it sucks, like, I really don't like this Hollow Ground song. I sort of don't even feel like it's hardcore. It's more like Pantera or Earth Crisis, two bands who are not hardcore bands. It's more like that stuff, but since the people at their label were nice enough to send it to me, I feel obligated to play it. But then again, it is my radio show, and should I have to play it if I don't want to? Honestly, I'm torn both ways. In a way, I sort of feel like it's my show and I'll play what I want to, or Now that you have that song in your head. Or, on the other hand, I sort of feel like, because these people were nice enough to send this to me, and I really don't want to single out Hollow Ground, I sort of feel bad. I apologize for singling them out. But they're really the first one that this has happened, and in the next few weeks, there's going to be others. And, I don't know, what do you people think? Fire me off an email with what you think about that, and we'll work it out. But yeah, so we got a couple more. Here's Void off of Flex Your Head also, and this goes out to, I heard on the when I was flipping around the radio in the truck this morning, some sort of Christian broadcast about Mortal Authority. So here's Void. Now that was more like it. That was Tragedy with The Waiting and Void doing Authority off of Flex Your Head. I think that's going to wrap things up for this week. Next week we'll talk about some more podcasts. I'd like to talk about some gaming and academic podcasts that I really like that you may or may not be interested in. As I said, send in some more. If you got any interesting podcasts you know about, send them in to the william@wp1.com. Signifying Nothing is located at radio.wpwen.com. Pick up the RSS feed and you'll get the show each week. So yeah, I think we're going to end things off. We reviewed the Splitting Headache record this week too. That is out now on Collapse Records. You should check this out. Here's War Hero. Good night. We'll be right back.
this is not our death. Shall we practice in the field again under your dust? It's no holy fashion when you're about to die. No one needs me forming in a single line. It's everyone for themselves. I can do it wrong. Can't commune in madness when I'm a giant dog. Sitting staring with my face buried in the floor. All the kids are glass running.